My name is John. I'm 24 years old, and I was diagnosed with melanoma June of 2004. I went to have a mole removed, and they told me some bad news. July 2004, I had a surgery. It was a wide excision to remove the melanoma from my back. I also had a sentinel node, I believe it's a sentinel node dissection. They took out a few of my lymph nodes, and one of those ended up being positive for cancer as well. August 2004, I had all the rest of my lymph nodes removed from underneath my arm and went on to my oncologist, which recommended interferon for me. After doing a little bit of research with interferon and talking to them, they were really for it and pushing it. I found out that I would have to quit my job or at least go on long-term disability, most likely. I would be pretty much bedridden, flu-like symptoms, and just a whole mess of things that I really didn't want to get into there. I started looking more at Protocell and educating myself. After talking to the doctor about the interferon, he told me originally I would have a 35% chance of this going to internal organs through my bloodstream, the cancer. And after the interferon, it would only go down to about 32%. So it would only save me about 3% chance, and I would be bedridden for up to a year. I really didn't like that, so I went towards the Protocell. I've been taking that for a year now. My last test did not find any cancer. I had a CT scan on my head, chest, abdomen, and pelvis, and it seemed to be great. I'm very happy with Protocell. I have another lady that has cancer throughout her body that has been taking it as well. She's very happy. Her doctors are surprised of what they're seeing, and they love it. Everybody's happy with this. I would recommend it to anybody, and I'm happy I did not go with the interferon.